This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Margarita Kalner from the Free From Festival. Hello there, Margarita, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about the Free From Festival and all the highlights and what's going to be going on there, it would be really interesting to find out a bit about your background, because I understand you've worked in the food industry for some time.
Yes, well, actually, it's the Free From Festival that I started 7 years ago. It was my first proper food event. But then since this event, I also done some other projects with some other companies, and also founded my own pop-up bar as well. So I have all sort of experience since the first event that I run, and been working and collaborating with some other brands.
Great. Okay. Well, the UK's first gluten-free, dairy-free and refined sugar-free event is going to be held on Saturday, the 11th of September, at the Boiler House in Brick Lane, London, which is very, very exciting. So it's a great opportunity, isn't it, for people with food intolerances and allergies to discover new foods, because it's a growing concern, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Especially with limited options in the supermarkets as well, it's very difficult for people with intolerances finding products that they can actually enjoy. And at our events as well, we focus on products that are not just free from refined sugars, but also free from artificials and nasties. And I think that's another big issue as well, that in supermarkets, it's quite difficult to find products that are not full of artificial ingredients. And since the free from sections are just a kind of a small shelf of the supermarkets already, it's kind of impossible to find products that are healthy as well. So it's kind of the aim of the event is to introduce people to some very tasty and healthy free from products, as well as offering them options to alternatives, free from alternatives for staples and treats and bread and all sort of products that they had to cut out because of the allergies.
Indeed, and also a lot of the foods are vegan as well, aren't they?
Yeah, many of the, because all products at the event are actually gluten, dairy and refined sugar free, so a lot of our vendors are naturally vegan as well, and I would say about 90% of our exhibitors are also suitable for vegans, and all of them have vegan options.
And of course, you yourself have got a sensitivity to dairy, and you also avoid refined sugar foods as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I found it really difficult to find products that kind of suit my diet. And so actually, the festivals are a great opportunity for me as well to stock up on some products for myself. I just really enjoy meeting new businesses and trying new products and introducing them to other people as well who are looking for these sort of foods.
Absolutely. And there are some fantastic types of foods on display there. Would you like to give us some examples of the sort of foods that people will be able to find there?
Yeah, we have some amazing vendors this year exhibiting with us. Some of them actually they launched a product, but they haven't done an event yet because they launched during the pandemic. So it will be a great opportunity for people to actually try them for the first time. We have some amazing brands such as we have the UK's first granola butter made from Oat Avenue, who will be exhibiting all vegan, gluten-free and also nut-free. Then we will have Chocolatea, who has over 60 flavors of chocolates with sugar-free options and options suitable for diabetics. We also have Green Sisters, who's been exhibiting with us for over 4 years, and they are fantastic. They make these delicious gluten-free vegan samosas and Indian treats, and our customers absolutely love them. So I'm very excited that they're going to be there this year as well. And there's so many. I mean, Lovegrass Ethiopia are fantastic as well. They make teff products, So tough flour, waffle mix, and all sort of other tough products. We have Nora's Brownies. They're based in East London as well, where the event is taking place. So we have a lot of local producers from that area joining us. And she makes some amazing donuts. Bronuts, sorry.
What is a bronut? I was intrigued to see that on the other website. What is a bronut exactly?
A bronut is it's basically a cross between a donut and a brownie.
Oh, so I see. Oh, how amazing. Oh, incredible.
No, they were so good. You must try them.
Yes, and I see that one of the variants is a gin and tonic bronut.
Yeah. No, she's not. Leah, the founder, she always comes up with some amazing flavors. The founder is actually called Leah, and Nora's Brownies is named after her daughter, Nora. Who's intolerant to gluten as well. So that's how she started the business, as well as she's diabetic. So they have a great story, and yeah, her products are fantastic.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm feeling very hungry now, actually. So moving along then to the informative talks and inspiring cooking demonstrations that you're also going to be having at the show. It looks a very impressive program. You've got Christine Bailey, who's a well-known nutritionist and chef and author on allergies, sensitivities and intolerances, which is really good. And you've got Ali Walsh, who's a celiac expert and mentor on quick wins for gluten-free diets.
Yeah, we have some great people on board. I've been working with some of them for a while now, and during the pandemic as well, when I ran some online events, they also joined over Zoom and did some talks and demos. I'm very pleased that they can join in person as well this year and share their expertise with us. We get a lot of people attending the event who recently got diagnosed, so it's a great opportunity to kind of get some tips for gluten-free meal ideas. And I think having Ali there and Christine is a great way for people to get introduced and kind of make their life easier when going gluten-free.
Yes, because when somebody's been newly diagnosed, it's quite a minefield out there to work out what sort of meals you can have. And it's fantastic that these people are going to show them how to create healthy food without using gluten, dairy or refined sugar.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it just gives giving some guidance and kind of like this. It's good to have that kind of starting point to kind of, point you to the right direction. So I think it's a very important aspect of the event, other than having all the food producers and kind of introducing people to all the different options. I think it's very important also to help people adapt to in their homes as well when they're cooking for themselves.
Yes, you mentioned the Green Sisters earlier, and I see they're also going to be giving a talk, Geeta and Rina, on how to make your meals do the work for your body and help boost natural immunity and health.
Rina and Geeta, they're also nutritionists themselves. So,
oh, I see.
They're not only the producers of Green Sisters products, but yeah, they also have the nutritionist background. So they're always very keen to share that with our audience.
Yes, and the tickets are only £10, aren't they, and bookable in advance at your website.
Yeah, that's correct. So anyone who would like to buy tickets, they should go on freefunfestival.co.uk to buy them. We do advise that people book in advance, because there may be some tickets at the door, but just to avoid disappointment, we do ask people to book in advance.
Yes, of course. And that gives them free entry to the talks and demonstrations.
Yeah, it's all included, and also includes a free welcome drink from our lead event sponsor, Dora Dam, or there's also a soft drink option from Vita Coco.
Yes, I think Dora Dam are doing gluten-free beers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're actually, they are amazing. They're really, really good beers. You wouldn't tell the difference, really.
And so anyone who's unable to actually attend in person on Saturday, the 11th of September, they have the option to join the event virtually.
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to be streaming the event live on the Free Fun Festival marketplace that we launched end of last year. So we're going to be streaming the live event, so people are going to be able to get kind of like an idea of our events, kind of to watch. Sorry, they're going to be able to watch all the talks and demos and kind of get a feel of the event, even if they can't join us in London. This way, people can join us from all around the UK, and they will also be able to shop products online from our producers exhibiting at the event.
Oh, that's a really great idea. So is this what you did during the pandemic, is hold the event online?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we did. I just wanted to stay connected. Like, I've been running the events for a couple of years, and I'm very, I was looking in ways how to stay connected to my audience, to our event attendees, and and how to support the businesses I work with as well. So that's when we created the Free From Festival Marketplace, where we did these live streams and gave us the opportunity as well to promote the products the businesses we work with through this website. So it's going to be a great addition now to the physical event as well, because maybe if this pandemic didn't happen, we would have not had this website built and would have been able to do the live stream. So it's actually, I feel like it's a great addition, and it's a great way to reach people and help people from all around the UK. The tickets for the virtual event are free as well. People just need to register through the website as well. But we will be sending everyone a link where they can join.
That's fantastic. And the marketplace itself is invaluable, isn't it? Especially during the pandemic, when the free from foods, there was quite a scarcity of free from foods. For example, the gluten-free in plain gluten-free flour was in short supply. And so it was fantastic that your website was in existence. And you also did special packs too, didn't you, for people?
Yeah, we did some package bundles. That was even before the marketplace launch, just to kind of support the exhibitors that was going to exhibit at the Oxford event, which was happening. We basically had to cancel 2 weeks before the event, because that's when everything started. Yes. So it was quite a hard time. But yeah, I just wanted to do something for the vendors, and we put together these package bundles, which were really, really popular. We also got to do for the live stream, for virtual attendees, we're also putting together Free From Festival, limited edition Free From Festival boxes that people
can order. Yeah.
But for this, we partnered up with Love Free From, who already do subscription boxes. But their boxes are gluten and dairy free. They're not normally refined sugar free, but we partnered up for the online events, and also for this event now, we're doing like a limited edition box where people can get their hands on a selection of products that are going to be from vendors that are going to be exhibiting at the event, and you could order online.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful, that, yes. So what have you got planned then? Because I know you've got another Free From Festival in Bristol on Saturday, the 4th of December. And then what are your plans for next year?
Yeah, for Bristol, actually, that's our Christmas edition. So that's quite a special event as well, and always very popular. So we're really, really excited about that one. And then the next year, we also have an event in Oxford, Manchester. And I mean, we've done events in Oxford before, and London and Bristol is kind of our signature events. We've done a smaller event in Manchester before the pandemic, which went really, really well. So we want to return and do a bigger event in 2022. And Brighton is something that we wanted to do for a while. So that also is in plan for next year as a first event.
Well, that sounds very, very exciting, Margarita. Congratulations. Sounds really, really good. So just to recap then, that the UK's first gluten-free, dairy-free and refined sugar-free event, the Free From Festival, is going to be taking place on Saturday, the 11th of September at the Boiler House, the Old Truman Brewery in Brick Lane, London. Nearest station is Liverpool Street. Would you like to give us your website details, Margarita, so people can book for tickets in advance?
Yeah, so the best, the website is www.freefromfestival.co.uk and then book tickets.
Okay, and then of course you're on all these social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, and you can follow us at Free From Events on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Thank you very much, Margarita.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much again for inviting me. My pleasure.
That was Margarita Kalner from the Free From Festival.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.